After all, she wasn't even 35 yet, and her life was far from over. Finally relaxed after the terrible couple of days, she'd fallen asleep instantly, gripping the steering wheel and staring at the road markings as if at a hypnotist's pendulum, until a local bus had rushed straight at her.
"Sasha, honey, what happened? Why did you come in a cab?"
Mum stood in the doorway, a robe over her nightgown, the habitual anxious expression on her face. She worried about every little thing, and so Alexandra never told her the truth.
"I stalled on the highway and had to call emergency services. They towed my car to the mechanic. Don't worry, it's some minor issue. Go back to bed."
"How's Ivan?" Mum asked, a bit calmer now.
"Ivan says hello, he's fine. He'll take care of the cottage's new boiler."
Alexandra went into her room. By a previous agreement, her 13-year-old daughter, Anya, was sleeping over at a friend's house. Anya loved sleepovers. She felt cramped in their old two-room apartment under the watchful eye of her grumpy grandmother and permanently aloof mother.
Alexandra didn't blame her. She sat down at her desk, hung her head, and tried to compose her thoughts. Death had flown by, granting her a short panic attack that meant she hadn't had to think about much of anything. Followed by 40 minutes of euphoria, and now a wave of depression. She glanced at the digital photo frame on her desk, the kind that was fashionable many years ago. The frame shuffled through a handful of sentimental old photos. A young Sasha with her mum at the seaside, Sasha's high school graduation, Sasha's first assembly at the university, Sasha's wedding to Ivan Konev, Sasha holding a swaddled newborn on the hospital steps, mum with baby Anya in her arms, and again, a young Sasha with her mum at the seaside. The slideshow stopped. The last photo froze in the frame. Sasha and her mum, tanned and joyful, posed at the edge of the surf. The sun lit up the sea, and the red metal buoy glowed in the distance, warning the swimmers not to go beyond it. Alexandra sensed someone's presence behind her back. She realised she couldn't move. "Mum, is that you?" There was no answer, but she knew it wasn't her mother. And it wasn't Anya. It certainly wasn't Ivan, changing his mind and coming back from the dacha. It was something different. Something simple and unimaginable. Like a bad dream that makes one want to hide under the blanket. "Who is it?" she asked.
"It's me," a soft voice said behind her. Alexandra looked back. A few steps away, in the middle of her room, stood a girl of about 20, dressed in jeans and a light jacket, backpack straps on her shoulders. Her hair was pulled back in a ponytail, and her enormous eyes were full of terror, as if she were facing a serial killer armed with a circular saw. Alexandra jumped up. For a few long seconds, she couldn't figure out who the visitor reminded her of. And then she shuddered in comprehension of the voice's words and the uncanny valley effect of the intruder's face. The girl looked exactly like Alexandra Samokina in her fourth year of college, and yet she didn't resemble her at all, and it was utterly incomprehensible. A sudden arrival of a young relative would be shocking and unexpected, but it wasn't insane. Such things did happen every now and then. One could certainly cope with something like that. A sudden arrival of a doppelganger from one's own past, however, especially a strange, distorted doppelganger, was a different matter. Some nightmares make do without monsters and wildfires. It is when they are at their most mundane that they drive humans mad.
"Who are you?"
Alexandra screamed. The girl blinked and took a step forward, her face growing paler by the second. Alexandra shrank away from her, bumping into the corner of her desk. The girl stretched her dry lips in an apologetic smile and touched Alexandra's shoulder. The world spun around. The girl's touch became a point of entrance into a different reality, like a breach in a spaceship that lets the cosmos in. As if two cans of fresh paint had been spilled,